The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Harley, over to you, coronavirus.
Well, the biggest headline of the day is that since we've deliberately crippled the economy, we have nearly 10 million people in the last 2 weeks who are now asking for unemployment benefits. We may have created an inevitable deep recession or depression for which the federal government may have no answer. I really think we're facing a dark and painful chapter, no matter what happens. And, you know, it's a disaster of our own creation. It's a response to this coronavirus from China. By the way, yesterday you asked me a question. You said, where do they get these numbers? So I did a little research. And the answer is they get these numbers, these scary numbers, from the worst case scenarios. And it kind of works like this. This virus, as we know, got a big head start because China and the WHO lied to the world for weeks, claiming we didn't have much to worry about. Human-to-human transmission was rare and so on. Turns out it's highly transmissible. So now they look at it. And if you use flu as kind of the backdrop, you realize that with flu, there's a vaccine which slows things down. There's some level of natural immunity because so many people have had flu in the past. But there are no roadblocks to COVID-19. And much higher transmission. So their estimate can be as much as 8 times as many people could be infected by Wuhan, China's gift to the world. Call it 280 million cases instead of 36 million. And that would lead to 240,000 deaths. That's where they get those kinds of numbers. That's based on a flu comparison, and they say this is worse than flu. So no wonder everybody's walking around scared to death.
Now,
the reality is we're unlikely to have those kinds of numbers, but that's where the gigantic numbers, I think, come
from. And you made a very valid point. We have a vaccination for flu, and yet seasonal flu to today, April 3, 124,000 for an illness for which there's a vaccination. The coronavirus, 50,000, not 124. All right, Harley, there's plenty to talk about next week. You've done brilliantly this week. Have a great weekend. See you next week.
All right, bye-bye.